The month of Shvat is sponsored by Dr. Moshe and Brandy Benarush. Le'ilei Nishmas Yaakov Kapel Ben Yechiel Tzvi HaKohen. Okay. Shachiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. We're going to discuss the idea of Nazir tonight, because the Daf Yomi just started Maseches Nazir this week. So tonight we're going to discuss a couple of interesting conceptual ideas that relate to the essence of the Kabbalah's Nazirus, accepting upon oneself Nazirus. And hopefully that's going to give us more clarity and hopefully a better understanding of what Nazirus is for the next couple months. Right? I think it's about 60-something blot in Masechta. Okay. So without further ado, we are going to start with a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. In source one, if everyone remembers from the beginning of Maseches Nedarim on that Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara said as follows: "I did the Tana Nedarim the Mitzar Cheftzale, Tana Nami Charamim the Mitzar Cheftzale." The Gemara there is bothered by the order of the Mishnah there and what's mentioned in the Mishnah: Nedarim, Charamim. So the Mishnah explains that Nedarim and Charamim are grouped together in the Mishnah because they're both in Isser Cheftza. Lafuke shvua de ka'asr nafshe min cheftza, coming to exclude a shvua which is not an iser cheftza, rather it's an iser gavra. That's what the Gemara means to say. And we spoke about it, I think, in the first chabur that we had, this idea that nedarim are an iser cheftza and shvuos are an iser gavra. So what does that mean? So what it means is, when it comes to a neder, how does a person formulate a neder? The person says that this piece of bread, this object is usher to me. There's a chalos in the chetza. There's a status change in the object that now it becomes prohibited to the person who took the nether. That's what we mean to say when a nether is an iser chetza on the chifetz, on the object. A shavua is an iser gavra. Why? How is a shavua formulated? I am not going to eat this piece of bread. I am not going to drink this cup of wine. I am not going to do that. That's an Isser Gavra. It's formulated as a prohibition on the person himself that he is not allowed to do that. And there are nafkaminas. We spoke about some of the nafkaminas last time we discussed this. But that's the idea. Nedarim are an Isser Cheftza. The object becomes usher to the person. As opposed to Shavuos are an Isser Gavra. The person is prohibited from partaking of the object that he took a shavua from. So now the question is, where does Nazirus fall into this? Which category does it fall into? Is Nazirus an Isser Cheftza? Or is Nazirus an Isser Gavra? So let's just take a step back. We know when a person says Harini Nazir, a person accepts upon himself a Nazirus, what does he become prohibited in? Three things:
wine, bread, and two MAs.
Wine,
hair, and tumas mace.
Exactly. So he's not allowed to have wine or any grape product, not just wine, any grape product. He's not allowed to take a haircut for 30 days. And he's not allowed to become tame to mace to dead bodies. So now the question is, let's at least focus on the idea of yain and all grape products. When he says hareini nazir, is it like a neder that all wine becomes usher to him? The chetza, the object of wine, or all grape products in the world, become usher, prohibited, to the nazir? It's an iser chetza, like a neder? Or is it an iser gavra, like a shavua? Just like when a person takes a shavua, he's not allowed to partake of the yain, but it's not that the yain inherently is usher to him. So too, by a nazir, it's not that the yain is inherently usher to the nazir. Rather, the nazir himself is prohibited from partaking of the yain. Is nazir like nedarim in iser cheftza, or is it like shavua in iser gavra? Which one?
No idea.
Interesting question. The Gemara doesn't say cheftza. Why do you think that? You feel that way?
Just thinking about the context of a nazir, it's like he can't deal. He can't touch these things. They are prohibited to him.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds more like an iser chetza.
Yeah.
Okay. So how? That's his hargasha. Howard's entitled to his opinion.
You know, you like think about a nazir, and he shouldn't have anything to do with the wine. He shouldn't have anything to do with the scissors.
He's saying it's like the object, the acts are prohibited to him. It's not that. Okay, I hear that. So let's then skip to source three because Howard identifies with the Ritva.
You guys aren't voting? Come on.
I don't.
Take a position.
It seems so. Seems like
it's like flipping a coin.
Yeah, it seems like two sides of the same coin. Yeah.
I just anyone have any? Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So let's since Howard said Isser Chetzis, so we're gonna see source three first. So if you take a look in source three, this is the Ritva. The Ritva in Maseches Nedarim says as follows: the Kashulan, the fourth word, the Kashulan. Hadar min Maseches Nazir. Miyain v'sheicha yazir lasos yain mitzvah kiyain rishus. The Gemara says in Maseches Nazir, I think we're going to be up to that in a couple of days, that a nazir is prohibited even from yain shal mitzvah. The Gemara ends up saying a case like this. Let's say a nazir takes a shavua that he's going to drink wine. A regular person takes a shavua that he's going to drink wine. And then he says, Harini nazir. And he becomes prohibited on wine. So do we say that, wait a second, he was already obligated to drink the wine because of his shavua. So he can't now take a Kabbalas Nazirus and prohibit himself from drinking wine because he was already mushba va'omate. He was already obligated to drink the wine because of his shavua. So he can't now prohibit himself from the wine with the Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Agzer Sakasav, that even though he was already obligated to drink the wine, nevertheless, the Kabbalas Nazirus is chal, he becomes a Nazir, and now he's prohibited from drinking the wine, he can't fulfill the Shavua. That's the Gemara. So says the Ritva.
You can become a Nazir even after you prohibited yourself from wine.
Even after you obligated yourself to drinking wine, exactly. So the Gemara says, Uprachina, Manihu Yain Mitzvah.
The Nazirus trumps everything.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. The Nazirus trumps everything, even if a person was obligated to drink wine for whatever reason. So the Gemara there discusses. The Gemara asks, what's the case of... Yeah.
Is it regular coin like that?
What was that?
In a regular case in a Darim.
Yeah.
If someone had a shiva to drink wine, you couldn't take coin of yayin?
You can.
It's not unique to Nazirus.
Evan, you're thinking good. Evan's thinking very good. So... Evan says that's the way Nedarim work. The halacha is we learned extensively in Maseches Nedarim that if a person took a shavua that he's going to do something, he took a shavua that he's going to eat a piece of bread, and then he takes a neder that piece of bread is usher to him. The halacha is that the neder is chal. He's prohibited in drinking and eating the piece of bread, even though. He was obligated to eat the piece of bread because of the shavua. So it sounds like Nedarim and Nazirus are Hainuhach, they're the same. So let's see the Ritva. So the Ritva quotes the Gemara in a few dapim. Uparchinan mai niu yain mitzvah. So the Gemara there asks, I think it's on daf hey, the Gemara asks, what is the case of, or daf dalet, what's the case of yain mitzvah? I lema kedusha v'avdalta mushba v'omid mi'ar sinayhu. So says the Ritva, quoting the Gemara, what's the case of yain mitzvah that the nazir says chal and a person is not going to be able to drink the yain shal mitzvah? So the Gemara says, we're talking about kiddush and havdalah? Mushbav om mihar sinaihu. He's already obligated to drink those things. Kolomar, ein nazir chal al bitl mitzvah saseh. Vamai v'hamri nadar mechal al bitl mitzvah. Mishum dahavi iser chepza. Unazirus nami iser chepza hu. The Ritva asks the following question. The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, how could it be that the Kabbalas Nazirus is chal when the person is obligated to drink the wine for whatever reason? What the Gemara asks, he's obligated to drink the wine already. How could it be that the neder is chal? So asks the Ritva, Evan's question. I don't understand what the Gemara's question is. Nedarim are chal, even though a person is already obligated to eat the piece of bread. Nevertheless, if he takes a neder, prohibiting the piece of bread on himself, the neder is going to be chal. Because it's an Isser Chetza, right? Because it's an Isser Chetza. The Shavua prohibits the Gavra, but the Neder can be Chal because it attacks the object, and the object becomes Aser. Says the Ritva, so too, that's how Nazirus works. Nazirus works the same way. Nazirus is Chal on the Chetza, like Howard said, that the Yayin and the grape products become Aser, the object becomes Aser, And that's how the nazir becomes prohibited. So what was the Gemara all bothered by? How could it be that the neder is chal? How could it be that the naziris is chal, even though he's obligated to drink the wine? But what do you mean? Naziris is no different than nadarim. And just like nadarim are chal on the chefza, so too naziris is chal on the chefza. That's the Ritva's question. So we see from the Ritva, the Ritva is clearly assuming, like Howard was saying, that naziris is like, are like nadar. And just like nadarim are chal on the chefza, the object becomes prohibited to the person who took the neder, so to naziris, the yayin or the grape products become us, or the tiglachas, getting the haircut, that object or that pu'ula becomes usr to the person himself, the nazir now becomes usr because of the chafza. That is clearly what the Ritva is assuming. However,
can you just say if a ha'amrina nadar, the nadarim chalin al bitul mitzvah? You're interpreting that as what's
mishum dehavi iser chefza.
So that's the Evan's saying. And nadar,
exactly.
The darim chal al bitul mitzvah means
if a person has to do something,
right,
because it's a mitzvah too, or because he took a shavua to do something, and then he took a neder that's going to be prohibited to him, it's chal, and now he can't do the mitzvah.
What's the kasha, the gemara, that how can naziris chal on the
exactly? That's what Ritva's bothered
about. What does that have to do with the svara?
Because if naziris is an iser gavra, then it makes a lot of sense that it shouldn't be chal, because ain iser chal al iser, like we spoke about at the time that. If a person takes a shavua to do something, he can't take another shavua on top of that to be mevatel it, because the gavra is not going to be chal on the gavra. But if there's something on the gavra, then you can swoop in with the something being chal on the chefza.
So that's what
the Ritva is assuming.
I think it's conceptually easier. This idea that you can nullify an obligation or a vow by just taking a vow to undo it is sort of a strange concept. You have you're supposed to do something, you're going to nullify it. You say that's okay. Here, you're nullifying it because you accepted the status that causes it to be prohibited. You're not making a decision just to change the act or to not do the act.
Mm-hmm.
You're opting to be something that, and as a result of that, one of the things that happens is you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's actually, that's easier to understand than the fact that we allow you to undo your decision.
Interesting. You think it's more intuitive than the idea of
Hataras
Nadarim?
Well, it's a broader category. Uh-huh. It's not just a decision to do a 180.
Right.
It's a decision to opt into a status that, by virtue of that status, prohibits a series of things.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I hear you. So that's the Ritva's opinion. However, this is not agreed upon by all. Tosas and Masechah Shavuos in source 2, without getting into the nitty-gritty details of what Tosas is bothered by, Tosas clearly assumes, if you just take a look at the bolded part in the Tosas in source 2, he has the following lashon, Aval benazir she'oser atzmo al hayayin lo chayel dinadarm gufahu kishe'oser atzmo hasukah lo chayel. Says the Tosas, nedarim work differently than naziris. Nedarim, when a person takes a neder, the neder is chal on the object, and he becomes prohibited to partake of the object. However, the way naziris works, according to Tosfos, is that when a person says harini nazir, what he is saying is, I am not going to drink wine. I am not going to drink wine. That sounds similar to a shvua. So Tosfos clearly assumes, not like the Ritva, that when the Ritva, while the Ritva assumes that the Isser of Naziris is an Isser Chefza, Tosas clearly is assuming that it's an Isser Gavra, it's Chal on the Nazir himself, that he is prohibited from drinking wine. It's not that the wine becomes prohibited to him. That is the opinion of Tosas. Now, if you take a look in Source 4, the Rush seems to have a middle Shita. Take a look in Source 4, the Perisha Rush and the Dharma Daf Bezim Bez. So the Rush is commenting on the line in the Gemara there in Nedarim, which says that a Shavua is an Isser on the person as opposed to on the object. Says the Rush, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, Nefesh kisi shava, shenishba shelo yase davar zeh. Nefesh kisi shava, the implication of the Pasuk is that he takes a Shavua that he's not going to do something. Meaning, the person is prohibiting himself from doing something. It's an Isser Gavra, not an Isser Chefza. However, says the Rosh, the Nazir, what about Nazirus? The Gemara, Meseches Nedarim makes no mention of where Nazirus falls in. Which category is Nazirus in? Is it in the Isser Chefza category or is it in the Isser Gavra category? So says the Rosh, the Nazir, Afal Pisha Neser B'Yayin, even though he becomes prohibited to drink wine, Eino Neser Hayayin Olav, the Yayin is not prohibited to him, Ella Begufo Taloi HaNazirus. The Nazirus is Taloi Begufo. It's dependent on himself. Sha'omer, because he says, Hareini Nazir. All he says is, I'm a Nazir. Umemela Nesar B'Yayin U'B'Teglachas U'B'Tumah. And then automatically he becomes prohibited in wine, haircut, and becoming Tamei Lemes. Says the Rush, if Nazirus was like a Neder, how could it be that he just says Harini Nazir and automatically he becomes usher to drink wine? He didn't specify anything about wine. When it comes to a Neder, you have to specify the object that you want to prohibit. By Nazir, that doesn't happen. All he says is a Harini Nazir, and Memela, he becomes prohibited in Yain. So says the Rush, doesn't that tell you that Nazirus is not a regular Isser Chefza? It must be an Isser Gavra, similar to Shavua. When a person says a Shavua, he says, I am not going to do something. So too, when a person says Harini Nazir, he is basically saying that he is not going to partake of wine. The problem is that when it comes to a Shavua also, you have to specify. You have to specify what you don't want to do, right? A person says, Harini Shavua. It doesn't mean anything. When you take a shvu, you have to specify what you want to prohibit. So what does the Rush mean to say that from the fact that he says Harini Nazir and he doesn't specify wine, Memelo, he becomes prohibited in wine. It's a raya that it's like a shvu, it's not like a nether. But what do you mean? When it comes to shvu, you also have to specify what you want to prohibit. So l'chora, you see from the Rush, really a third understanding. The Rush doesn't assume that it's a regular Isser Chefza or an Isser Gavra. Rather, it's a kind of a hybrid. Well, what's that going to be? So if you take a look in Source 5...
Are you going to explain what the Nafkamina is? Because that's the biggest problem with this.
Good question. So maybe we'll get to Nafkamina. So in Source 5, there is a Sefer on Meseches Nedarim called Shalmei Nedarim. It's a classic on Meseches Nedarim. It was written, I think, in the late 1800s. He collects different commentaries. It's a wonderful sefer. So over here, in the Dharma Daf Beis Mabez, commenting on the Rush, he quotes a whole slew of achronim who discuss this idea whether Nazirus is an Isser Chefza or an Isser Gavra. And he quotes from the Maharit, one of the early achronim, that really all Isurim you can break down into three categories. We assumed that there were Isser Chefza and Isser Gavra, because that's the impression that you get from the Gemara in Meseches Nedarim. However, says the Maharit, if you take a look in Source 5, he says as follows. Take a look at the third line. The Shlosha Chiluke Isserhin. There are three types of Isurim. Neder Chal Al HaChifetz Ve'ein Lo Shum Shaychus Al HaAdam HaNoder. The way a Neder works is it is chal on the object, and it has no relationship to the person who takes the nether. Obviously, the person who takes the nether is prohibited in using the object and getting benefit from the object, but in terms of the status change, it's only on the object, it's not on the person. Ushvua, who iser gavra. And the way a shvua works is it's chal on the person. She'aser nafsho min chafza. He prohibited himself from the object. Aval ein gufo shel adam nitpaspa. But there's no... There's no chalos in the person per se. Skipping a few lines, take a look at the bold. The nazir who atzmo nitpas beneder meniskadesh gufo dumya de kohen. Whoa, says the Shalmei Nedarim, quoting the Maharit, that the way nazirus works is that it's a kind of neder that's chal on the person. Usually nedarim are chal on an object, a chefza. And a shvua is a person prohibits himself from doing something. Nazirus is, he's kind of being mekadesh himself. He's sanctifying himself just like a Kohen has a certain level of Kedusha, and because of that Kedusha, he becomes prohibited in certain things, right? A Kohen can't become Tamei Meis, and a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. So too the Nazir. When a person says Hareni Nazir, he is accepting upon himself a certain level of Kedusha, and because of that Kedusha, because of that sanctity, Memela, he becomes prohibited in Yayin, Tiglachas, a haircut, and Tum. So what the Ma'arit is saying is that Naziris is kind of a hybrid between Shavua and Neder, where the Neder is completely Chefza-centric, and the Shavua is completely Gavra-centric. The Naziris, is somewhere in between, where it's on the person, it's on a Chefza, but the Chefza is the person. The Chefza is the person. He is accepting upon himself a certain level of Kedusha, and through that Kedusha, Memela, he becomes prohibited in Yayin, Tuma, and Tiglachas, and a haircut. Those are the those are the three understandings in the Rishonim as to how we should conceptualize Naziris, the Kabbalist Naziris.
How do we conceptualize Kedusha being associated with not having Yayin, which is a Devar B'Kedusha when it's used when you have a Chiyuv?
That's a good question. It's not...
Tumas Meis is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Hair is okay. Yeah. But Yayin is like has a ritual function.
Mm-hmm.
And so this idea that having a higher level of Kedusha suddenly prohibits you from a ritual function is not
actually
necessarily...
Tumas Meis is the most confusing. Because yeah. Let's say you want to be really spiritual. So it makes sense. I don't want wine. Wine leads to promiscuity, whatever.
Well, except for hair, when you have a chiyuv.
Fine, but the dead, what? How do you become holier by not going to a grave?
So,
huh?
Well, taking care of somebody before they're buried.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the most confusing one. Tumas Meis is the most confusing one.
Well, you have precedent by Kahuna.
Yeah, we have. There's an established idea that
right. That's not about
like precious,
though. That's like
right. Chazal do say that we have on Beis Amin Aleph that the reason there's a juxtaposition between Maseches Nazir and Maseches Zota is Kol HaRoa Sota B'Kukula is Yazir Atzmu Min HaYayin, that separating oneself from Yayin is a form of precious.
And the hair also, like, you know, so he's beautiful, but then the dead, like, what is that?
Right, right.
It's
right.
A problem for all of you guys, not for me.
Why?
The hair thing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a very important conceptual machlokas. We're not going to get into potential nafkaminas between these different understandings, but that is an important thing to keep in mind when going through the Masechta, whether when a person says Hareini Nazir, is it that the object becomes prohibited, like a neder? Is it that the
Gavra... That Russian sounds like Gavra, no?
What?
Hareini Nazir. I am...
Exactly.
Sounds Gavra.
That's what the Rush said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like that. It makes sense.
Right. But Howard was into the Ritva that it's really an Isser Chefza, that the Yayin becomes Asr Tim, similar to a Neder. Okay, that's the first thing we're going to discuss. Now, the second idea that we're going to discuss is as follows. There is a comment of the Ran in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim. If you take a look in Source 6, the Ran says as follows. Neder hu be'echad mishnei nyanim. There are two categories of Nedarim. When discussing the parsha of Nedarim in general, there are two types of Nedarim. Says the Ran, Im Nidre Hektish, Shehu Maktish Lebedek Habayis L'Omizbeach. There are types of Nedarim called Nidre Hektish. And that could take the form of either being Maktish something Lebedek Habayis, if a person wants to donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring a korban. With respect to nidrei hektish, a person can only prohibit that which belongs to him. You can only donate to the Beis HaMikdash that which belongs to you. You can only sanctify an animal to be a korban if the animal belongs to you. That's the parsha of nidrei hektish, nidrei gavoa. V'isru kol al kol adam. And when it comes to nidrei hektish, it's not limited to you. The iser, that's chal on the object, is universal the object becomes prohibited to everyone equally. That is nidrei hektish. Says the Ran, there's a second category. Oh, nidrei iser. She'asar al atzmo dvarm hamutarim. The second category of nidarim is called nidrei iser, where a person prohibits an object on himself that was normally mutter, but now he prohibited it. Ubinyan zeh yachal eser afilo nichse chaver olav. When it comes to nidri iser, a person can even prohibit something that doesn't belong to him. I can say, you know what? I don't want to eat Howard's sandwich, so I can say Howard's sandwich is asr to me. So even though it doesn't belong to me, but since I'm invoking the parsha of nidri iser, I can actually prohibit something that doesn't belong to me. Says the Ran, those are the two categories of nidarm: nidrei gavoa, nidrei hektish, and nidrei iser. And the whole Maseches Nedarim, says the Ran, is about which one?
Nidri Isser,
right? We didn't discuss Korbanos too much in Maseches Nedarim. It's all the idea of Nidri Isser when you asser something which was previously mutter. So now the question is, Naziris. Is Naziris an Isser? Is it from is it Nidre Gavoa? Or is it Nidri Isser? So what do you think?
Nidre Isser.
Why do you think that?
Because it doesn't have to be yours. It doesn't have to be your grapes. It's all grapes in the world.
Uh-huh, interesting. Even though there are also carbonus involved in
in
Naziris. Right? Because we know that aside from the three things that a Nazir becomes prohibited in, he also has to, on completion of his Naziris, bring carbonus, three carbonus. And if he becomes Tame, he brings three other carbonus. So,
yeah, but you could be in
which category does Nazir fall into?
You could be a Nazir Olam and never bring a carbon.
That's true. That's true. He doesn't bring a carbon even after Tiglachas, even after Shaves head.
What?
No, he just make a latar.
I don't know enough, but I thought you could be a Nazir forever.
Right, but when he shaves his head, he doesn't bring carbonos. I forget.
Why would he shave his head?
The Nazir Olam is allowed to trim.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think the Mishnah is coming up with the differences between a Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam. We'll see. Either way, so this is a major machlokas. Take a look at the Rambam in Source 7. The Rambam says in the beginning of the first halach in Hilchas Nazir, says the Rambam, HaNaziris hu neder michlal nidre iser. Naziris is a neder in the category of nidre iser. Shenemar ki yidor neder nazir lazir. And the Rambam goes on to describe exactly what the Nazir has to do. But all we need is the first few words of the Rambam. Where the Rambam says that Naziris is clearly Nidri Isser. It's from the second category that the Ran described, which, you know, Stefan pointed out, it seems to be intuitive, that the person is prohibiting himself from things which were previously mutter. He's prohibiting himself from yain, which is previously mutter. He's prohibiting himself from getting a haircut, which was previously mutter. And he's prohibiting himself from becoming tame, which was previously mutter. That's why the Rambam seems to categorize Naziris as Nidrei Isser. The problem is as follows. The Gemara in Maseches Nazir, all the way at the end of the Masechta, and Daf Samach Aleph, here in Source 8, says, Kakusim ein lahem Naziris. The Gemara is going to say that a non-Jew cannot accept upon himself a Naziris. So the Gemara says, Minani mili. What's the source that a non-Jew can't accept upon himself in Naziris? The Gemara says, the Tanu Rabbanan, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, in the beginning of the parsha of Naziris, says, Daber al B'nei Yisrael, Velo la'ovde kochavim. Velo la'ovde kochavim. Ah. So the obvious question on the Gemara is that the Gemara seems to assume that intuitively, the Muskal Rishon, you would have assumed that a non-Jew could accept upon himself Naziris if not for the Torah telling you otherwise. But it sounds like the Svara Chitzona, the starting point was that a non-Jew could accept upon himself a Naziris if not for the Gzeiras HaKasuv of Daber al B'nei Yisrael v'lo la'ovdi kochavim. But why? What's the Svara? Why would you think that a non-Jew could accept upon himself a Naziris? We don't say that there's no havamina that a nazir is obligated to put on tefillin, that you need a pasuk to tell you that a non-Jew doesn't have to put on tefillin. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you that a non-Jew can't accept upon himself a naziris? What's the svar chitzona? What was the havamina that a non-Jew could accept upon himself in Zeris that you need the Torah to tell you otherwise. It's not my question. Tosis asked the question. Take a look in Source 9. Tosis over there in Maseches Nazir and Daf Samach Aleph says, Hakusim ein lahem Nazirus, ve'ein korbanon kariv. And their korbanos are not going to be accepted, even if they accept upon himself in Nazirus. Says Tosis, af al gav de mekablin mehem nedarim unedavos. Says Tosfos as follows. We know that there's a gzeras hakasuv, ish, that non-Jews are allowed to donate korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. A non-Jew can accept upon himself and not a chiyuv to bring a korban. He can either do it in the form of a neder, where he says, I'm obligating myself to bring a korban, or he can do it in the form of a nedava, where he says, this animal should be brought as a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a gzeras hakasuv, there's a parsha, that non-Jews are allowed to bring korbanos. We're allowed to bring korbanos on behalf of non-Jews in the Beis HaMikdash. So says Tosfos that since that's the case, you would have thought to say that a Nazir who is mekabel himself Nazirus, included in that Kabbalah is also an obligation to eventually bring korbanos. So just like non-Jews are included in the Parsha of korbanos, where they can bring korbanos and we would be makriv them on their behalf, so too I would have had a havamina, I would have thought to say that they should be included in the Parsha of Nazirus, because they're going to obligate themselves in korbanos.
So if nidra
happens. And that's why I need the pasuk to tell me otherwise, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, v'lola ovdei kochavim, that non-Jews are not in the Parsha of Nazirus. But the Havamina was because it's similar to the Parsha of Korbanos. So what Tosis seems to be saying, and this is pointed out by the Karen Ora, which is a classic commentary on Nedarim, Nazir, other Masechtos, and the Brisker Rav, they both point this out, that Tosa seems to be assuming that Nazirus, are what?
Nidre Hektish, Nidre Gavoa,
not Nidre Isser. If Nazirus is just regular Nidre Isser, so why would Tosis compare and contrast Nazirus and Korbanos? It's true that a Nazir happens to bring Korbanos. But what we're discussing right now is the Kabbalah, is the accepting upon himself of the Nazirus. The initial neder, the initial Nazirus. And Tosis is comparing it to accepting upon himself an obligation to bring Korbanos. Tosis clearly assumes that Nazirus is in the parsha of Nidre Gavo and Nidre Hektish. If you take a look in Source 11, the Karen Or makes this point in the bold. Ulfiza Yeshlomar, the Nazirus, Salka Dai Dachamina, Dahavi Kenidre Hektish. And therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that they're not, that non-Jews kusim are not a,
even though the pasuk excludes goyim, that the svar still stands.
Oh, yeah, l'chora. What we're saying is that it's an exception to the rule.
Right.
The pasuk is not telling you a completely different
right
understanding of the parsha of Nazirus. It's a detail that you would have thought to say that non-Jews are bichlal the parsha of Nazirus, just like they're bichlal the parsha of Nidre Hektish. Kamash Malan, Dabar al B'nai Yisrael, V'lol Ovdei Kochavim, that they're not included in the Parsha. That is Tosis with the explanation of the Karen Ora. And one raya to this idea that Nazirus is Bechlal Nidri Hektish is a Gemara coming up on Daf Tes. We already had this Machlokas in Mesechus Nadar, and we have Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whether there is She'ela behektish. If a person says he wants this object to go to the Beis HaMikdash, he's makdish an object to go to be hektish, that it should belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Or he's makdish a karban. So we know when it comes to nedarim, we were just speaking about it beforehand, when it comes to nedarim, there's such a thing as she'ela on nedarim. A person can be matir and neder. He goes to Beis Din and he says, I regret that which I did, I regret the neder, or he finds a Pesach that he didn't anticipate something about the neder, and the Beis Din can say, mutalach, and the neder is null and void, right? How about when it comes to hektish? If a person is makdish an object, can he be shoel on the hektish? Can he go to a Beis Din and say, I regret being makdish this object? Can the basin say mutterlach, 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 and the object is now chulin? It's no longer hektish. So that is a major machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that ain sheila behektish, and Beis Hillel is of the opinion yesh sheila behektish. We happen to pass in like Beis Hillel. Okay, that's a machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Shas. Him and Maseches Nedarim. It's going to come up in Nazir on Daf Tes. But the Gemara in Nazir on Daf Tes makes a fascinating jump from Hektish to Nazir. If you take a look in Source 10, Ubei Shammai l'tamayu, the Amri ain she'el behektish, v'chevan de ain she'el behektish, ain she'el benazirus. Says the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, that since Beis Shammai holds that there's no she'el behektish, a person can't be matir the hektish, which he accepted upon himself, so too he cannot be shoel on his nazirus. A person can't say Harini Nazir, regret it, and then go to a basin to be matir the Naziris, because it sounds like it's similar to Hektish. And Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, Beis Hillel holds, just like Yesh She'ela B'Hektish, so too Yesh She'ela B'Naziris. A person can say Harini Nazir and regret it, and he can go over to a basin, and the basin could be matired on his behalf. But what you see from the Gemara is that the Gemara said, just like Beis Shammai holds that there's She'ela behektish, so ain She'ela behektish, so too ain She'ela benazirus. What's the comparison? What's the comparison? Nazirus, I thought, is like the Rambam said, it's a nidrei iser. It's just asring that which was mutter beforehand. The korbanos is a separate thing that happens memela. So what's the Gemara comparing? Shitas Beis Shammai by Ein She'ela B'Hektish to Ein She'ela B'Naziris. So what you see from this Gemara, L'chora, and this is what the Karen Ora points out, is that the Gemara seems to be assuming, what Tosas was assuming on Daf Samach Aleph, that Naziris is not a regular Nidri Isser. It's actually from the Parsha of Nidri Hektish, Nidri Gavoa. Oh. And that's why the Gemara assumes that just like Beis Shammai holds Ein She'ela B'Hektish, so too Ein She'ela B'Naziris. So what is this Machlokas about? What's this machlokas? Let's go a step deeper. What is the nekudas hamachlokas? What are these rishonim arguing about? Whether naziris is an isra, whether naziris is a nidre gavoa, nidre hektish, or is it nidre isra? Who cares?
What's the goal? I guess maybe what's the goal of naziris? Is it like what you're the isurim you're bringing upon yourself, or like the product when you're done? Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, interesting. So Stefan is suggesting, what's the focus of the Naziris? Is the focus of the Naziris the fact that Yayin, Tumah, and Teglachas become usur during that period? Or is the focus of the Naziris the ultimate goal of bringing their korbanos and becoming a mutter and all of those
better
things?
Better person.
Okay,
that.
Okay, that's interesting. I'd like to suggest a different understanding. I hear that. There is another machlokas about the following. When a person says Harini Nazir, so what happens? We said already, Harini Nazir, he becomes usur in Yayin, Tumah, and Teglachas. He can't get a haircut. Also, he becomes obligated in Korbanos, right? At the end of his, at the end of the Naziris, he has to bring a Chatas, Oshem, and Shlomim, right? Yeah, Chatas, Oshem, and Shlomim. So, yesh lachkor. When the person says Harini Nazir, is he accepting upon himself Naziris? And then Memela, once he's a Nazir, the Torah obligates him in the Korbanos, but it's not that he accepted upon himself the Korbanos. All he said was Harini Nazir. Included in the Harini Nazir is Yayin, Tumah, and Teglachas. His obligation to bring Korbanos was not through his initial Kabbalah. The Torah obligated him because now he's a Nazir, because of his status as a Nazir. But it wasn't that he accepted upon himself the Korbanos. Or do we say no? When a person says Harini Nazir, it's code word for Yayin, Tiglachas, and Tumah. And also that he's accepted upon himself Korbanos upon the completion of his Naziris. Similar to Yados. We know in the first sugya that a person says, Hareini Noe. He says that I want to be handsome. He's holding on to his hair. So the Gemara assumes that through the mechanism of Yados, even though he didn't say a complete He didn't formulate the complete Lashon of Naziris. Nevertheless, through the mechanism of Yados, he is accepting upon himself Naziris. So too over here, when it comes to the Korbanos of Naziris. When he says Harini Nazir, it's Ki'ilu he's being Mekabel on himself to eventually bring Korbanos. So those are the two possibilities. Is it that he's Harini Nazir and then the Torah obligates him in the Korbanos? Or is Harini Nazir code word for accepting upon himself Korbanos? It's included in his initial Kabbalah. So Lech Ora, those two different understandings will also determine whether we should treat Naziris as Nidre Iser, similar to the rest of Mesachas Nedarim, or Nidri Hektish, Nidri Gravoa, like Korbanos. If you assume that the obligation to bring Korbanos is not because of his Kabbalah, rather it's once he is a Nazir, the Torah obligates him to bring Korbanos, just like a person who does an Aveir B'Shogeg. He doesn't accept upon himself the Chiyuv to bring a Korban Chatas. The Torah obligates him to bring a Korban Chatas. So too, when a person says Harini Nazir, the Torah obligates him to bring Korbanos. That would seem to assume that the focus of the Naziris, the Kabbalah of his Naziris, is really just about the Yayin, the Tumah, and the Teglachas. Then it would be in the category of Nidri Iser. However, if we assume that included in his Kabbalah of Harini Nazir is obligating himself to bring Korbanos, then it makes a lot of sense to say that really Kabbalah's Naziris is in the Parsha of Nidri Hektish, Nidri Gavoa. So, because he's accepting upon himself Korbanos. So perhaps that is the basis for the Machlokas between Tosis on the one hand and the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Naziris. So just to sum up quickly, we spoke about two different ideas in terms of understanding Naziris. Is Naziris an Iser Chefza, Gavra, or some middle category? We pointed out that was a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. And the second thing we discussed was whether Naziris falls into the category of Nidri Gavoa or Nidri Hektish, like the Ran points out in the beginning of Mesachas Nedarim, that there are two categories of Nedarim, Nidri Hektish and Nidri Iser. And we pointed out that it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Tesvis in Nazir, whether Naziris falls into the category of Nidri Hektish or Nidri Iser, and with a deeper understanding of what that machlokas may be dependent on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shkarach.